I wanted to talk to you guys today about, I guess it's just an idea, but it's something that downloaded to me about 2 years ago. I started my whole journey about 3.5 years ago. My whole journey in terms of like my awakening. It started a lot longer. It was like over 10 years ago, but then it stopped. And you hear about that. There's reports of people going through that out there where they started to wake up. And then collectively, there was a bunch of people who went back to sleep. I was one of those people. And then in like 2014, I felt something happen again. And then it's like I went back to sleep. And then about 3.5 years ago is when it all happened, and now it's stuck. But something that really helped me to understand how trauma... You know what it was? I wanted a way to compartmentalize trauma. So I see trauma as impact damage. You know when, like safety glass on a windshield of a car, if you hit it, the glass doesn't, you know, come out in shards because it will kill you. So they put that mesh on it, whatever it is, safety glass, to hold the glass together in place. So the way I see trauma, it's similar. It's like we have this auric field around us. And just imagine like a little kid in their innocence still. And they're experiencing all these things in their environment. Perhaps they're experiencing their parents fighting violently. Maybe there's an abusive father in the mix. Drugs and alcohol, all these sorts of things. If a child sees this before they have the opportunity to understand what it is they saw, it creates what's called a karmic imprint. That karmic imprint actually will bury itself in your subconscious mind. Now, this happens because typically in these cases, well, for myself, I witnessed hyper violence when I was a little kid. My father was just a complete fucking animal. And there was a lot of drugs around, a lot of alcoholism. Everything was very sexualized. It was just every possible element that you could add to the mix was there. But to make it even worse, my family was in the music business. So those every major musician was around my family when I was growing up. Every single one of them. And so I saw, you know, all these guys, girls, whatever, that you hear about in their epic drug addictions. I saw a lot of that stuff, you know, but I digress. What I'm trying to get to here is how all this stuff shows up for a little kid and where does that trauma actually go? So I have this whole idea that was, well, again, I don't want to say idea because it was channeled to me when I was trying to understand this. I asked God to show me. I'm like, God, show me what, like, how do I pull this out? Like, is it a splinter? What do I do? You know, so God started to show me these images, different images. The first one, well, actually, no, it wasn't the first one. That's the most recent one, is showing trauma's impact damage. But the original imagery that they were showing me was trauma hitting your auric field and creating a dent. And that's called a spiritual dent, or it creates like a little hole or like a fissure. And that's called a spiritual bullet. There's a few different things you can call this, but this is how I see it, right? So now, the way the universe works is the universe is going to give back to you what you're vibrating out, okay? So you're vibrating out to the universe this trauma that you have, and you have this dent in your auric field that you cannot see. So the universe is sending you this energy to fill that dent. But it's sending you the energy to fill that dent in people, situations, places, also events, all these things, but mostly like in, for me, it was people and relationships. And basically it wants to fill that dent with these people that resonate at the same frequency as that damage. Make sense? So it's like when they show up and yeah, they vibrate at the frequency now since there's been damage to it. So the trauma has hit your auric field, created a dent, right? Which is making something vibrate at a lower frequency. So now the universe is sending you people that vibrate at that low frequency that are actually carbon copies of those situations you went through. So what will happen as you go into your adult life and you have these unsolved traumas that are buried inside your subconscious mind, they start coming to the surface for review. And they come up for review when you start going through those same situations and trauma that you witnessed as a little kid, right? It's like you saw a play that your parents put on and now you grow up and your sickness and trauma is you acting out that play. And this is called a karmic cycle. This is what this is. Now you can fit this in any to any area of your life. I'm just giving you guys examples and how I see it and how it showed up for me. Now, the universe is going to keep giving you that same lesson, that same trauma, that same thing that damaged you that doesn't even belong to you. It's going to keep facing you with that same event over and over and over. It wants you to have every possible vantage point of it. It wants you to be the victim. It wants you to be the abuser. It wants you to be a fly on the wall. It wants you to be the person that gives advice to the person that was the abuser, the victim afterwards. You now have to become all these different roles until you break the pattern. That's how the universe gets you to see that you're stuck inside a karmic cycle. It's like, okay, we just gave them the exact event that they went through when they were a little kid and saw, but they didn't wake up. Okay, let's change things around a little bit. Let's try some different actors. We'll try again in a few years. Okay, now why I said a few years is because these actual karmic patterns, it's really crazy, guys, when you start to look into this, but they run in cycles. So my major karmic cycle that I was in ran for 17 and a half years, I believe it was. 17 and a half years. But they run in 3 years, 7 years, 10 years, 22 years, 27 years. It just keeps going, but it's all based off the astrology, right? So when the astrology comes back around for these energies to open up and give way for new energies to come in, that's the review of these events. Okay. So now, let's just all kind of, I want you guys to think about that for a minute while I catch my breath. I'm channeling all this as I'm speaking. This whole channeling, I've been trying to get out of me, guys, for a couple of years. I've made many videos on this. Before I even launched my YouTube page, I made videos on this and I put them out and nobody saw him. So now that I have a platform, I want to get this information out now because people need to hear it. Okay. So now we understand why these people show up in our lives. Because they're actually there, they're sent by the universe to fill that space. We understand that. But why does the universe want to do that, right? Why does the universe want to put you through that? And this is where generational karma comes in. The events you witnessed, because they imprinted on you, that right there is called the burdens of your forefathers, the burdens of your ancestors. Your parents could have picked that up from their parents, right? the same thing could have happened. This could have been going on for hundreds of years. In fact, this is in the energy right now. This sort of stuff has been going on for hundreds of years. And this is called saving your bloodline, saving your gene, your gene line, right? This is why the ancestors come into support, because nobody else has stood up to do this. So now you've got the support of your ancestors. You're saving your bloodline. So in the energetic space, there's literally a war going on, a war between your ancestors and the lower vibrating frequencies that want to make sure you don't pull out that spiritual dent. Now, how do we pull out that spiritual dent and not keep filling it with Bondo, right? Bondo just falls out. Bondo is like a shitty way to fill a dent on your car. It's like you go to the Walmart parking lot and there'll be a guy standing out there, hey, can I fill the dent on your car? And he's got Bondo. That's what that is, Bondo. It just falls out as soon as you hit a bump. This is those people, right? They kind of squeeze into the space. They want to fit in there for you. But make no mistake, they're not for that space. So the only way to fix this and to pull this dent out is to go within and seek answers from your ancestors and God to pop that dent out. And this all happens through frequency and vibration. All these things you're doing now with your self-care, they're actually raising your vibration. You're creating awareness around your trauma. You want to understand what caused the trauma. You want to try and understand where your parents picked that up from, if you can. Go back as far as you can. I went back as far as I could. There's only so much information you're going to be able to unearth. And then the rest of it, you're going to have to ask God to channel to you. And they will. They will channel it to you. But make sure you ask for it when you're ready for it. You want to be clear-minded. You want to be in a good space to receive it. You know, as you start pulling that dent out, that shows up in your three-dimensional space as people leaving your life. Because you don't resonate at that frequency anymore of your trauma. And there's a lot of sadness around that, because you actually see the people around you who actually haven't had this truth illuminated to them. Or maybe they have and they just weren't able to grab it. Or they just didn't see it. And guys, it took me decades to see it. I didn't understand why in certain areas of my life I just couldn't grow. I couldn't grow. And then I started to do this work and I started to feel this slow growth, like coming from the inside of me. It was coming from my soul. Because everything I tried to do before, it was all on a surface level, like in our 3D space here. I wasn't looking at the unseen, the energy in between. That's what matters, and that's where the trauma is. That's where the trauma is and the lessons are. There's so much more to this, guys, and I'm going to start getting into this with you guys about how you can go in and actually try and pinpoint this trauma. There's things I'm working with, like different tools and stuff I'm working with right now, and I'm trying to create some different things where we can actually start trying to pinpoint this trauma in our birth charts. I don't know what God has been showing me, but he's been showing me some things and I'm trying to make sense of them. And I think there might be some things there to help and assist with this. But if I can leave you guys with anything that you guys could start possibly doing now, is really dig into your birth charts. Get to know yourself. Like, who holds the blueprint to you? You know how there's like a schematic for like everything, a house, a car, a blueprints. Make no mistake, there's a schematic for you. You know, maybe these are our Akashic records, you know, things that we have access to, or I believe that certain events allow us to access, right? We have to go through certain lessons in our life, and then God says, hey, come sit down with me. Let me show you a little page in your book. And then he sits there, and then he writes another one. But he doesn't show you, and he puts it at the back of the book. As I said that, my dog came up here and sat next to me. He's a Taurus, the Hierophant. And I believe, or I don't believe, I know that God is in all animals. And when you actually know this and you recognize that, and you honor that, you'll be amazed at how the animals start showing up in your life and how you can interact with them in a way you never even thought possible. It's like you can hear their little voices talking to you. I'm going to leave you guys with that. I hope that you guys are able to compartmentalize some of this information that I'm presenting you with. And perhaps there's something in here that helps you guys. That's all I can really ask for. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.